afternoon. Coach Love, can I help you?
Hey, yeah, is Michael on by chance?
Michael Jr. or Michael Sr.?
Senior, junior, whichever one deals with financing, though, really.
Neither of the two do finance. One is, what is this in regards?
It's in regards to, looks like some past work you guys did over there with American Express for some, capital, looks like. Who's in charge of that, if you don't mind me asking?
No, yeah, I'm trying to, yeah, that's why,
What was that?
Hold on, let me find out.
Okay, sorry.
I apologize, sir. Can you give me a brief discussion of what is that you need in order for me to forward your call to the correct person?
Yeah, definitely. I was just looking to follow up on an offer I sent out to you guys based off that relationship you guys had with American Express.
Okay, that most likely will be taken care of by my controller.
Okay, yeah, definitely.
Hold on, let me see if he's available because he's in a meeting right now.
Okay, oh yeah, just real quick though for future reference, what's the controller's name?
His name is Noel.
Alrighty, cool. Yeah, if you want to check and see if he's available, that'd be great. I'd appreciate that.
Sure.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, this is Noel.
Hey there, it's Kyle over here at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay, sir.
That's good to hear. Are you familiar with some work you guys did over there with American Express back in 2009, looks like?
If I'm familiar with the credit cards from American Express?
Yeah. Well, based off that relationship you guys had with them, we were able to get you pre-approved for some equipment capital over here. So I just wanted to see how business was going for you this summer.
We are self-funded, so normally we don't go out looking for loans or cash.
Of course, I understand that. I just wanted to see if there was like any needs you currently had. Maybe you guys were looking at bringing on some new pieces of equipment over there. I'm sure you guys have some projects you're working on right now, right?
We do have, but we're not looking out for additional cash at this point.
Okay, no worries. Is there normally a specific time of year you guys evaluate or look to do that kind of thing?
Well, we're currently on an expansion mode. I mean, we're building a new plant.
Oh, you are?
Yes. So it's not that you know, we're idle or anything like that, but that's the case. But we're self-funded, sir.
Okay. And so you don't have to do, you guys are building that plant completely out of your own pocket then?
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's probably a big expense, don't you think?
Might be, yes.
Okay. Yeah, well, the reason I ask, you know, I would hate for you guys to deplete all your cash there on that when you could leverage some working capital and actually, you know, make money off of that instead of having to use the stuff you guys have saved up. Have you ever considered something like that?
Not at this point, no. We haven't
Okay. Definitely. And then let me ask, so you guys never run into really any cash flow problems like that? Being self-funded and all?
No.
Okay. And so are you in charge of the financing and everything with your guys' own funds over there building the new plant you guys are working on?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Where is that going to be located? Over there in Orlando too, or is that new location?
new location.
New location?
New location, yes.
Okay. And where is that, if you don't mind me asking?
Leesburg.
Oh, okay. Nice. And how long have you guys been in the process of getting that going over there?
I think that is not part of the equation right now. I mean, we're moving on it, and we're building right now, so.
Well, yeah, that's good to hear. I just was curious if how long you guys have been trying to get it together. Well, I know you guys don't have any current needs, but we offer working capital as well, you know, and in situations like this where you're using a lot of your own money out of your pocket to get it up and running, it sounds like it can be pretty expensive. And I know, you know, the old saying goes, when you have the cash, everybody's calling and trying to give you more, but, you know, when you don't, you know, you can't get it. So I would hate for you guys to use most of your savings there, getting that new plant going, and something happened there when you can take advantage of, like, a 6 months loan and get, you know, 100K or so and get that plant up and making you guys some money and then not really have any worries after that. Be able to save the money that you have saved up there that you were going to use on the plant, but at the same time, just leverage our accounts here.
Yeah. Okay.
What's a good email for you? I'll shoot you over my info. That way you can have me on file there.
It just is case. N for Noel. N, last name Maldonado. That's MaldonadoCourseLab.com.
All right, and just to get a better idea here, if you don't mind me asking, what are your guys' gross annual sales look like over there?
I mind you asking, yes.
Oh, you mind?
Yep. Yes. We're privately owned. We don't share that.
Okay, no worries. I was just trying to give you a better idea of, you know, how much money we could unlock for you. Like, say, if you guys are pulling in, you know, $2 million a year or so, we'd be able to get you right around, you know, 250K to be able to use as unsecured cash. And the way that works is, you know, we're able to deposit the money directly into your account. And depending on the paybacks, you pay us basically daily, weekly, or monthly, getting your payment back to us. So it's a really simple program. It really is really beneficial for things along these lines here, since you guys have a new plant that's obviously going to contribute greatly to your guys' sales per year. I'm sure the return on investment on, you know, a $100,000 loan that you could get you guys up and running quicker might be really appealing there. What are you guys thinking this is going to bring you in revenue here, this other plant?
Can I share that with you?
Oh, you can't? Okay. What I can do for you here is, you know, we can get you an application over there. We can fill that out if you feel more comfortable that way, and we can get a better look at what's going on and really give you some hard numbers. Because the process here is usually 24 hours. What is the other? Is the other plant still going to be free making concrete, or how's that going to work?
Could you repeat your question? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Is the other plant? What's going to be going on at the other plant? Are you guys actually making concrete over there, or what's the deal? Like, what's the other plant going to be used for, or what is the plant used for in general?
Oh, we're gonna transfer the facilities from Orlando to Leesburg.
Okay.
This plant is gonna be shut down. The facility.
Oh, you're actually closing this current plant.
Yes.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense. Alrighty. And what's the reason for that? If you don't mind me asking that.
Well, we're gonna be selling the property here, and we wanna be, can I say, you know, building a state of the art facility.
Oh, okay, nice. That's pretty awesome there. Do you guys already have someone lined up to buy the property you're selling?
Yes.
Yeah? Oh, okay. And so are you purchasing the property you're moving to, or are you guys leasing that, or how's that working out?
We bought it.
I
have to cut the conversation short right now because it's more time that I was thinking on sharing here. And I have to go back to something else. So
Okay, no worries, Noel. Well,
sure, but just send me your contact information and I'll keep it on file.
Oh yeah, definitely. And then lastly here, I know, like I said before, and like you mentioned, I know you don't want to give up too much information since you guys are a private company. I completely understand that, but I really feel like we can help you out here, start making a lot more money quicker with that new plan up and running. So what I'll do is I'll shoot you over the application for our working capital and the short list of documents we'll need, which is just tax return, 6 months of banks. And if you get that back over to me, we'll get you some hard numbers to really sit down and think about, and that way you can have both options on the drawing table and be able to look at them, you know, in depth and see what really makes the more sense for you. I'd really like to have a shot at trying to run your business here, so I'll shoot that over your way. You can check it out. And when do you think you might be able to get that back to me by?
I don't know. Like I said, I'm in the middle of something right now, and I have to finish what I'm trying to do right here.
Okay.
So I got your information. You know, I'll keep it here, you know, available, and then I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
All righty. When's a good time for me to follow up for you?
You will hear from me out of your email.
Okay. And I know after that, when would you like me to call you back just to chat and see what's going on?
We'll let you know when I answer your email.
All righty. Sounds good, Noel. You have a good one.